This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Gaza's Shifa Hospital has become the focus of a days-long stalemate in Israel's war against the Hamas militant group, and that group is designated as a terrorist organization by the United States. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Shifa's Gaza's largest and best-equipped hospital. Israel, without providing visual evidence, claims the facility also is used by Hamas for military purposes. It says Hamas has built a vast underground command center below the hospital and connected by tunnels, something Gaza health officials and Hamas deny, since Israel declared war against Hamas in response to a deadly cross-border attack by the militants on October 7. Its forces have moved in on Shifa, while Israel says it's willing to allow staff and patients to evacuate. Palestinians say Israeli forces have fired at evacuees and that it's too dangerous to move the most vulnerable patients. Meanwhile, doctors say the facility has run out of fuel and that patients are beginning to die. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Re-establishing communication between militaries of the two superpowers will be high on U.S. President Joe Biden's agenda Wednesday during a highly anticipated meeting with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the APEC summit in San Francisco. But White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said that President Biden will be focused on many other things, too.
President Biden will, this coming week, will be doing a lot more than just meeting with President Xi. He'll be welcoming leaders from across the Asia Pacific for APEC Economic Leaders Week at a moment when the most dynamic economic region in the world is looking to the United States as the leading economy in the world.
And Indian rescue workers battle to reach 40 workers trapped inside a collapsed Himalayan highway tunnel for roughly 60 hours. This is VOA News. European Union defense ministers say the bloc is finding it hard to come up with ammunition promised for Ukraine's front line. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
EU leaders pledged 1 million rounds by next spring to help Kyiv win back territory as it battles the Russian military. Some 300,000 rounds have been delivered from existing stocks so far. But for a 27-nation bloc more used to peace, shipping the rest is proving elusive. Speaking to reporters in Brussels, German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius says the correct question would be whether 1 million was ever realistic. Estonia's Defense Minister Hanno Pevkur said it will be crucial to ramp up supply.
Europe cannot say that, you know, Russia and North Korea can deliver and we cannot.
On the battlefield, Ukraine is using about 6,000 or 7,000 of the 155-millimeter artillery rounds a day. 1 million such shells could provide an operational advantage for half a year. Some member states put the blame on producers, saying joint procurement contracts have been signed and it's up to the defense industry to step up its game. I'm Jennifer King.
More now on former U.S. President Donald Trump's $250 million civil fraud trial in New York. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Donald Trump Jr. was the defense's first witness Monday on the stand. He cast his father as a man of incredible vision, narrating a slideshow titled The Trump Story. The New York Attorney General's lawsuit accuses Trump, his two eldest sons, and other company executives of inflating his assets to get loans and insurance. All deny wrongdoing. After court, Donald Trump Jr. said the lawsuit was politically motivated.
Every day, there's going to be another nonsense, another lawsuit. They're going to keep trying. Reality, facts, that doesn't matter because that's where we've gotten in a politicized country.
Julie Walker, New York.
Anti-junta fighters in Myanmar's Chin state were aiming to gain control of part of a porous border with India after the takeover of two military outposts on the mountainous frontier. That's according to a senior rebel commander. Dozens of rebels battled the Myanmar military from dawn to dusk on Monday to overrun two camps abutting India's Mizoram state as part of a widening offensive against the junta. That's what the Chin National Front Vice Chairman Sui Kar said. Russian President Vladimir Putin has approved changes to the law that governs presidential elections, putting new restrictions on media coverage, local news agencies reported Tuesday. The changes come ahead of the election to be held in March, in which Putin, who has ruled for 24 years, is expected to seek a new 6-year term. For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.